Good afternoon. You're listening to KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Simon Janes, filling in today for Carmen Jaramillo with local news for December 21st, 2021. Happy midwinter solstice, everyone. This morning at precisely 7:59 a.m., the solstice occurred, as the North Pole was aimed farthest away from the sun along the tilt of the Earth's axis, as it will be all year. Today is, of course, the shortest day of the year, and as we all like to remember, the daylight begins coming back in tiny increments starting tomorrow. The weather today will be a mixed bag of cloudy skies, scattered showers, and a few sunbreaks in the afternoon, with temperatures hovering around 40. The sun sets at 4:19 p.m. today, so try to get out there and get a little daylight where you can. The top news story this week in East Jefferson County remains the same as it is across Washington State and the rest of the country. COVID-19 and the Omicron variant, and an impending case surge due to holiday gatherings and travel. It certainly feels all too familiar at this point. Mayors and governors wrestling with just how far to go to combat the virus, travel restrictions being discussed, new guidance being released by the CDC daily, and all of this right as many Americans had begun preparing for their first return to more typical holiday celebrations since the start of the pandemic. We know that Omicron is extremely contagious, and that it has become the dominant form of new virus cases in the United States. We also know that the stark difference between this case surge right now and what we faced for the holidays a year ago is our vaccination levels and the availability of vaccines. Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan noted, "It is spreading quickly, and we are projected to reach a new pandemic case high as early as next week. But this winter is very different than last winter's surge because we have vaccinations, vaccine verifications, and testing." Local health officer Dr. Allison Berry said in her Monday press briefing, "We are definitely seeing increased reinfection and unfortunately increased breakthrough infection as well. The good news is the vaccines are showing very strong protection against hospitalization and deaths from Omicron." Another good piece of good news locally is that despite statewide surges in COVID-19, Jefferson County remained steady with a case rate of 180 per 100,000 last week. Before you travel for the holidays, if you choose to do so, make sure to check the Jefferson County Public Health webpage for the most up-to-date guidance regarding masking, testing, and vaccinations at holiday gatherings. There is also a frequently asked questions page devoted specifically to the Omicron variant that can provide helpful facts in addressing any mysteries or misinformation surrounding the virus at upcoming family gatherings. Yesterday, U.S. Representative Derek Kilmer of Washington's 6th Congressional District introduced the Tiny Homes for Homeless Veterans Act of 2021, bipartisan legislation to create new housing for veterans experiencing homelessness. The legislation would establish a new pilot program within the Department of Veterans Affairs and the Grant Per Diem program that can create more individualized transitional homes and provide more affordable housing options for veterans. The pilot program would provide grants for recipients to build villages of individualized tiny transitional homes for our nation's veterans who are experiencing homelessness. The individualized homes are a key to the pilot program because they offer safety nets and privacy for certain veteran populations, including women and the LGBTQ community. The villages would include wraparound supportive services for the veterans and their families. According to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, on a single night in January 2020, over 37,000 of our nation's veterans experienced homelessness, including an estimated 1,600 in Washington State. According to Representative Kilmer, "Our nation owes a great debt of gratitude to those who put their lives on the line to defend our freedom. That means that every veteran should have a home, and it shouldn't be under a freeway overpass." Matthew Rainwater, founder and president of Pennies for Quarters, a nonprofit working to build tiny homes for homeless veterans in Port Angeles, Washington, added, "As a military veteran, I know firsthand some of the challenges that our brave servicemen and women go through during reentry. And securing the needed funding is all that stands in the way of achieving our vision of providing a hand up to homeless vets by offering a clean, safe place to live." And that's it for today's local news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon, Monday through Saturday, and at 5 p.m., Monday through Thursday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Simon Janes. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.